This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took steps Thursday to speed passage of a $480 billion increase in Treasury Department borrowing authority until early December, averting a potential debt default later this month. This could set up a vote as soon as Saturday. Votes could come sooner if all 100 senators agreed to such a potential move. Democrats also want to pass two massive spending bills that might make up much of U.S. President Joe Biden's domestic agenda in the coming weeks, including a multi-trillion-dollar social policy package and a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. A federal judge Wednesday ordered the U.S. state of Texas to suspend the most restrictive abortion law in the U.S., which since September has banned most abortions in the nation's second most populous state. The order is the first legal blow to the Texas law known as Senate Bill 8, which until now had withstood a wave of early challenges. In a 113-page opinion, the judge took Texas to task over the law, saying Republican lawmakers had contrived a statutory scheme to deny patients their constitutional right to an abortion. He added, quote, "This court will not sanction one more day of this offensive deprivation of such an important right," end quote. Texas officials are likely to seek a swift reversal from the Court of Appeals that previously allowed the restrictions to take effect. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency announced Thursday a new China-focused unit that underscored its view of Beijing as the country's toughest long-term adversary. The CIA director said in a statement the new China Mission Center will address the challenge China poses to all of the U.S. spy agency's mission areas. This is VOA News. NATO